happened before. And these barbarians, they had seen people, and the end result, he should have swollen, he should have fallen down suddenly. Some of you medical science says that you should have died a long time ago. Some of you this morning, every legal advisor says you should have died. Some of you today, every natural circumstance says that you should not have been here. You should have been suicidal. You should have done, you should have participated in a drug overdose. Man, you should be in a mental institution. You shouldn't be in your right mind. You should be mad at God, mad at the world, mad at the church today. But guess what? You kept kicking and you kept moving forward. And today you're in the right place where God can bless you. And the world's looking and they're scratching their head and they're saying, but I don't understand. I'll tell you why. You may be shipwrecked, but you're not dead. You still made it. It should have killed you. Turn to your neighbor and say, it should have done you in. It should have killed you a long time ago. But I came to tell somebody that not only are you going to make it, but listen, but also you are not even going to look like you've been through what you've been through. You're not even going to look like you've been through what you really went through. When the children of Israel went through the Red Sea, God didn't just part the waters. Watch what God did. He dried the ground that they walked on. Oh, isn't he so cool? Isn't he so good? When they reached the other side, listen, there wasn't even mud between their toes. I believe they had baby feet. They were so clean. They had the cleanest feet because they walked along the dry ground. And listen, and when they made it to the other side, it didn't even look like they had been through anything. For a little bit, it looked like the enemy was closing in on them and they were going to overtake them. But what happened? They kept on walking, just like the men, they kept on kicking, they kept on swimming. The thing about you, you've got to keep on moving forward regardless what you're going through in life. And while they were walking, God was behind them taking care of their enemies. While they were walking, their enemies were beginning to drown. I want to tell somebody today, just keep walking. If you're a Dora or a Nemo fan, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Now it's in your mind and some of you are going to sing it for the rest of the day. Just keep swimming. Listen, I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter what people say about you. Just keep moving. It doesn't matter what circumstances are saying about you this morning. Just keep moving. It doesn't matter what doctors are saying about you, what the rebellious child is saying about you. It doesn't matter what the financial report is saying about you. Listen, you're not at a place that you can sit down and cry and give up. You've got to get up and forget it and just keep moving forward. Because when God gets through blessing you, you won't even look like you've been through what you've been through. As a matter of fact, the only evidence that's going to be on you that you've went through something is you're going to have greater faith, a greater love, a greater confidence, a greater commitment, and a greater testimony than what you had previously before you went through the storm. Amen to that? And so we've got to understand that somebody said, but you don't understand, preacher. You don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand what my family is going through. Oh, but you don't understand the situation this morning. You don't understand beyond these four walls what we're going through. I just want to tell somebody, listen, you just prophesied your own victory. The word is this, what we're going through. What we're going through. David said this, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. David did not say that I'm going to stop and rest in this place. He said, you know what? I'm going through a valley of the shadow of death, but I'm not going to stop in the middle of it. I'm going to make it all the way through. Let me remind you, you're not the only one who's walked through the fire, saints of God. You're not the only one that's ever went through a storm. You're not the only one that's ever felt like you've been shipwrecked and had to paddle your way in. I'm reminded of the three Hebrew boys by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm reminded of these boys that they had to walk through the fire. But when they came out on the other side, there was no evidence that they had been through the fire. As a matter of fact, there was no evidence other than the fire liberated them from bondage. The fire burned off the bondage that was put on them. The things that the enemy put on them, listen, got burned off in the fire. So they came out of the other side with no hurt. Their clothes were not burned. Their hair was not singed. And there was not even the smell of smoke anywhere around them. I'm telling you that God doesn't always take you out of the heat. And God doesn't always take the heat out of the fire. But you've got to understand, He will always walk with you through the fire. Amen. Come on, give Him praise for that this morning. If you'll keep your faith, saints, God's going to bring you out. If you keep your faith, God's going to see to it that you make it. If you keep on swimming, grab your board if you have to. Grab you something that's going to help you and motivate you. Whatever you got to do, grab a hold of a plank of the broken ship. But just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Now look at this. Talking about Paul, the viper had attached itself to Paul, and he had to become violent. Paul had to become aggressive, but the Bible says that Paul began to shake that snake, and he was violent about shaking the snake. So what are you saying? I'm saying there are things, as saints of God, in life that you can pray about, but then there's things in life that you got to get violent about. Are you hearing me today? The word of the Lord even says that some things come about by prayer. But there's other things that you've got to add prayer and fasting with. There are some things that you can get on your knees and you can ask God for and thank God He'll bring you through it. But there's other things in life that are a little bit more stubborn. There's other things in life that are a little bit more hard. There's other things in life that are going to attach itself to you. And you've got to get violent about it. Man, I love a violent person when it comes to the things of God. I like a person. Matter of fact, on Wednesday nights right now, we're talking about a spiritual warfare. We're talking about a war that's going on around you that the natural eye cannot see. And we want to invite you to be a part of that series that we're on right now. But man, that's what I'm talking about. There's some things that you can't be pretty about. There's some things you've got to get rough about. There's some things you've got to learn to put in their place. And you've got to learn to shake things off of your life. You got to learn to shake fear off your life and depression off your life and addiction off your life and hopelessness off your life and suicidal thoughts off your life and the spirit of lust and perversion off your life and the spirit of poverty and the spirit of sickness loose off your life and demand it. You know what? That you no longer have authority. All right, I believe you get the attention of the enemy when you begin to tell him, you know what, I've had it up to here. I'm about done with you. And you know what, I'm not coming with you to you with pretty prayers right now. I'm coming to you with authority this morning. I'm coming to you with madness this morning. I am ticked off this morning, and I'm here to tell you something. And this is what Paul did. Paul had to shake it off. Paul had to get violent with it. Paul said, you know what, no longer is this thing going to attach itself. I've already went through a moment of being shipwrecked, and I'm not letting the devil defeat me now. I'm not letting the devil take me down. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that Samson said, he said, I will go out as at other times. And here's what he says, and I will shake myself. In other words, he wasn't going to go out and say, okay, I'm going to do better this time, and I'm going to push these columns down. I believe he worked it up in his mind. I believe he said, it's now or never. I'm serious at this moment. I've got to do something great at this moment. This is it right now. He worked it in his mind. He said that I'm going to defeat more right now than I ever have in all of my days. But shaking is not all there is to it, folks. Because here's the thing you've got to understand. You need the fire. You need the fire. Now, I know that we have reached the place where we are considered old-fashioned and outdated if we talk about the fire of the Holy Ghost. I know that because you see the response that I got from you just now. Because when we talk about the fire and we talk about the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it's an outdated thing that people think, well, that's not even something that we talk about anymore. But I'm going to tell you, it's certainly something that we need more of again. That we've got to have the fire. We've got to have the excitement again. We've got to get a burning sensation again. It was Paul that told Timothy, he said, stir up the gifts that are within you. Stir up the passion, stir up the fire, stir up the hunger, that you can be able to go about the enemy and tell the enemy that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of you coming to try and defeat me. But I still believe that the only thing that can destroy the devil's power today is the fire of the Holy Ghost. And we serve a God, saints of God, that answers by fire this morning. Are you hearing me today? Paul shook off the viper into the fire. And we need to ask God this morning. We need to ask ourselves this morning. Have I lost the fire? We need to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, have I lost the fire? Oh, maybe I can pray a pretty cute prayer. But listen, a pretty cute prayer will get your teeth knocked in nowadays. A pretty cute prayer, the enemy will come. He's not scared of your pretty cute prayers. But you add some fire to those pretty cute prayers. And you get a determination about you. That you know what, I'm about to shake some things loose in my life. Then you've got the attention of the enemy. It should have killed me, but I shook it off. It should have killed me, but I got close enough to the fire and it delivered me. It should have killed Paul. They fully expected him to die, but he shook it off in the fire, and it was the fire that destroyed the thing that was trying to kill Paul. Somebody's got to get a hold of the fire this morning. Somebody's got to get a hold of the anointing this morning. Somebody's got to get a hold of that. You know what? I need to stir up some things in my life. Well, preacher, are you trying to stir up this service? Well, you better believe I am. I'm trying to stir up the people this morning. I'm trying to put a spark back in you this morning to tell you that you didn't die in the shipwreck. You didn't die in the flood. You didn't die in the situations that you were in. And there's a reason why you didn't die, so that you can do better, and so you can move forward, and so you can destroy the things of the enemy in today's time. Come on, if you believe that, let's thank God for that.